I saw this commercial, and I am that woman in the commercial that's like, forget this, and she stuffs herself with the straw, and she's like the scarecrow. She's like, I can't trust anybody but myself to do this. I'm like that person.
I like to do things myself. I can't trust anything else to do the job right.
Whatever. If you want to help me, you can. If you don't, you don't. Pick up a box, you know.
We heard off the record some of the ruffled feathers that have been ruffled and reasons why.
I'm from Hadley. I'm from the wrong side of the river, so I'm just, like, not supposed to be here. But
whatever.
They're stuck with me now.
Yeah, the Hatfields and the McCoys, here, so. Quite literally in Hadley.
If you want people to start respecting their asparagus, they're going to have to start taking some imports.
Right.
We're standing out on the street corner in Hatfield. It's Old Farm Road. And is this Main Street?
Yes.
And we are with Claire Morneau from CISA, the local hero, folks. And what's your name?
Sarah.
We're starting a gang.
Yeah. It does seem like we're a street gang. We are out on the corner.
I know. And Claire's doing choreography from West Side Story. And I'm like, that's exactly the kind of gang that we have here on this corner of Old Farms Road.
Keep cool, cool boy.
And this farm is called Ruffled Feathers Farm, which is down the street of Old Farms Road at your house. And then further down the street is Norse Farms, which is now Driscoll's, I guess.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, and you're farming right down the street, but you've got this beautiful farm stand out on the corner.
I do. Unfortunately, I'm at the very end of the street, so my lovely neighbors have allowed me to set up a stand at their house on Main Street.
And you've got wonderful vegetables and some flowers. You've got a lot of eggs.
We have a lot of chickens and a lot of eggs every day.
Tell me about the genesis of your farm stand.
Well, I grew up in Hadley, on the other side of the river, in a farming family, and I actually was a farm stand person. I was one of the farm girls on the side of the road in Route 9 for like 20 years. I went to college and all that stuff, got married, did all this, have kids, and now I get to do what I want to do. So this is what I've always wanted to do. I love doing it, and I'm just as happy as can be, especially having the stand here.
The stand is pretty new.
It is. It
is. Tell us the origin story of the stand.
So the stand, I've been...
Not the Stephen King novel that I'm reading.
I've been wanting a stand for a few years now and have gotten some broken promises along the way. And this awesome guy in town, Mr. Bartlett, showed up with a stand for me not too long ago. Luckily, I've been collecting things to make a nice farm stand. And
like you didn't know. You had heard that he was going to make you a stand,
yep.
But then it kind of went
he
dark for a while.
He never responded to me, never heard from the guy, never saw the guy, and I'm just mad. And I was trying to figure out how to build my own farm stand. And then he called and said, it's ready. Where do you want it? And they dropped it off. And I was like, oh, my gosh. This is awesome. So the best part about it is the payment is he wants vegetables. So he can have all the vegetables he wants forever from me.
That is kind of the most New England story, though. It's just like, I called this guy and he didn't say anything. And then like 2 months later, he's like, I got your thing.
Exactly.
And I'm like, we didn't even come to an agreement.
Don't ask questions.
How did you know what I wanted? And it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
And we haven't mentioned, I think, the name of your farm, right? Ruffled Feathers Farm.
Which is the absolute epitome of what I am, I guess, around here. Is I ruffle feathers, and we have chickens, and it's like, I couldn't go with any other name.
So we are starting a gang.
Yeah, we are. The Ruffled Feathers Gang.
You have another model, too, that's fun, that you can come here to the farm stand and pay a little bit of money, and you and your daughter are always checking in to make sure everything's all loaded up here.
Yep.
But if you want something more specific, it's almost like a mini farm share model in some ways. Right?
Yes, exactly, except you don't have to sign up ahead of time or pay ahead of time. Basically, we can email or text you what we have for the week. Either we can send you pictures even. Tell us what you want. Tell us when you want to pick it up, and we'll have it ready for you. And that way it's fresh, and it's not sitting out on the stand in the sun when it's 100 degrees, and everybody will be happy.
What happens at the stand when it is 100 degrees? Because that keeps happening.
Well, we have a curtain thing that goes around, and it actually keeps everything shady, and it worked really well. The thing that I learned last week is lettuce likes being in plastic bags outside. So if you put it in a plastic bag, it stayed last week. It was still crunchy, so it worked. Ice, plastic bags, whatever we can do. And like I said, we go back and forth 100 times a day because this is what we're doing.
Yeah, you're only like a little quarter mile down the road there.
Right. So if something's shriveled up or whatever, we just come back with fresh stuff. And if it's during the day, regular hours, I have a sign. If you need something, come on down because we're out in the field.
You like to grow kind of unusual varieties of things. Can you talk about some of the less expected products that you have?
We have colored beets, or they call rainbow beets. We have different kinds of summer squash and zucchini. We have patty pan, golden crooknecks, gray zucchini, golden egg squash. I have Roma tomatoes this year, San Marzanos, some cherries, some rainbow cherries, and I have about every kind of pepper you could possibly imagine, from hot to sweet, little to big.
And are you just sort of opening up the seed catalogs and choosing the things that seem most exciting to you?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. And cool things that people like to cook with, because I like to cook. And I'm like all about lemon thyme. If anybody has never tried lemon thyme, it is
awesome.
Everything. And I'm trying to put out recipes sometimes for people to make something simple and easy, you know, and fresh.
So your farm stand is at the corner here, but your yard is down there. And how much land are you farming at your house?
About 6 acres.
Uh-huh. So that's a big size.
It is a big operation, and only about a half an acre is properly like plastic road. So the rest of it I've done with a hoe and a rake and my arms. So there's a lot of weeds, but the stuff is still out there and it's still growing and it still looks good.
Where in the timeline did the chickens show up?
I've had chickens now for probably 6 or 7 years. I started at my other house. We got broken up, came here, and we started with a flock, and then we got another flock the next year, and we just keep adding to it here and there. And then we got 2 ducks at the auction.
Yes.
I thought they were broken down ducks. They didn't show them at the auction, but they were only $2. And if I didn't buy them, somebody was going to eat them. But they happened to be a pair, girl and a boy, young, and they just started laying eggs. So we get a duck egg every day, too. Sometimes.
Yeah, nice.
Only one of them started laying eggs.
Yes. Well, I don't know why there's 2 eggs sometimes. But
she's excited and prolific.
Yeah. We don't want to question her cycle.
Yeah, right.
What's changed farming here in the Valley since you were a kid growing up on a farm in Hadley, and now you're on your own farming with your daughter here in Hatfield?
A lot has changed from the produce that people want. Like back in the day, those little potatoes that fell through the thing, the bees, we would sell 50 pounds of them for $2. And now those are the things that are like $8 for a pound. You know, the little things people want. I don't even think anybody grew kale when I was a kid, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Things are changed since back in the day.
Are there things that you used to grow that were popular that nobody wants anymore?
No, I worked on the corn farm. Sweet corn's always number one around here. And that's the one thing that I don't grow because I'm not a corn farmer. They know what they're doing.
That is a crop that takes a lot of space and a lot of nutrients.
Yes.
You need to be very, like, dedicate a lot of resources to growing corn.
Exactly.
Talk about working with your daughter over here riding your bike. What's your name, kiddo?
Sophie.
How do you like working with your mom and riding your bike back and forth between the farm and the farm stand?
Do you have to take deliveries?
No.
What's your biggest job?
The money bag.
Taking care of the money bag?
Ms.
Money Bags over here?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have somebody you can trust doing that, for
right.
sure. Dip your beak once in a while.
What's changed about farm stands?
Well, it seems like there wasn't as many farm stands like this. It would just be like the single crop that you had extra, like the corn. We were just selling corn on the side of the road. We didn't have, once in a while we'd have tomatoes or something, but there's a lot of these, and I think it's a good thing because people are growing their own stuff. Which is, like, the goal, right? Do it yourself, have it fresh, whatever.
Sarah Phil from Ruffled Feathers Farm Stand here, right at the corner of Old Farms Road as all these trucks are rolling by. You have regular customers that come back. Your eggs are very highly sought after by one particular woman that we were trying to fend off earlier so that we can buy your eggs. But this particular person has a really fun job that you told me about.
Right, she does. So this woman I met, because she drives around town, she actually cooks meals for the workers out in the fields, and she drives out to the fields wherever the workers are and delivers them their drinks, lunch, everything. Every day she's out here, which is awesome. And she gets vegetables from us when she can. So she'll grab lettuce and stuff from me so that she can use it for selling to them.
Yeah, it may be extra legal, so we won't identify her in any way.
It's multiple farms?
Yeah, she drives all around. She goes to north, she goes up there, she goes here. Yeah, she goes all the way to South Deerfield, I think.
And she'll make stuff for, like, the Guatemalan palate. She'll make stuff for the Jamaican palate, depending on which farm she's going to. It's really cool.
And she's got the different, like, snacks and drinks that you don't see all the time. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
If you're a listening person and you can identify yourself, we'd love to talk to you. That would be a fun segment.
Even if you can't, we have ways of making it kind of anonymous.
Yeah, yeah.
We have ways of making it kind of anonymous.
So how many years have you been doing this at this farm stand?
We've been here for 3 years.
So as a relatively new, I mean, you've been farming your whole life, but right. relatively new for this business, what are your hopes and dreams for the future? What do you envision 10 years in?
What I'm envisioning is having the stand be able to be down at the farm. My goal, and hopefully it'll happen next year, is to have a pick-your-own-everything. So we have, like, it'll basically be a giant garden. You don't have to pick your own stuff. We'll have stuff that's already picked. But I thought it would be cool, and that way you could do, like, hey, I want to make spaghetti sauce. Well, here, go pick your 18 tomatoes, your 6 peppers, and we'll give you the recipe. You go pick it yourself and go make it yourself. You know what I mean? Or, hey, you want something quick? You want to make fajitas tonight? Go grab some peppers. Go grab, you know, whatever. That's my goal, and I'm hoping to start that next year. And I'm really motivated to get it done.
Then your daughter doesn't have to do as much picking.
Yeah, true.
Still handle the money, though.
Yeah.
What's coming soon to the farm stand?
Lots of tomatoes. Broccolini. A few days, it'll be ready. I've just clipped off the tips of the heads to start them going. We had lots of sugar snap peas, but the deer love sugar snap peas.
Oh, dear.
So it was hard finding them. Oh, cucumbers. We have lots of cucumbers coming and tons more zucchini summer squash. Flowers. I love doing flowers, and not a lot of people around here do them, so I was told that a couple farm stands might want to buy some of my flowers, which would be great. That was the first thing I wanted to grow by myself, was the flowers, so I'm happy I got those.
Yeah.
Have you seen people reacting differently to the flowers and the veggies? Like, the more farmers that we talk to that are doing veggies and flowers, flowers can offset a lot of cost.
Because I do everything myself. The flowers I sell a lot cheaper than everybody else, too. I feel like flowers and eggs, honestly, I mean, those are something that some of the other places don't have. So you can grab your lettuce and your other stuff while you're getting your eggs or your flowers, you know.
Full stop.
I'm trying to,
Full
yes.
service stop.
Yes.
Yeah. What keeps you loving farming, having grown up farming and now continuing to do it? Like, what is it about it that keeps you going?
I think it's the hard work, and I like doing it so that people can enjoy it, you know. And I'd rather, like, I'll go places and be like, just take it, and they're like, no, it's like, no, please, like, it makes me happy for you to take it, you know what I mean? I'm just that kind of person, and I love doing this. Like, this is what I love doing. So if I can make it work where I can pay my bills and do this, like, I'm in heaven.